this can't be the band that you want representing Scotland, right?
Why would you come out with this?
You'd rather have some Snow Patrol or Frightened Rabbit or something like that.
Everywhere we go, we have this. Before we enter a building,
I apologize.
A party, a pub, you name it, we have the Proclaimers blasting 500 miles.
Is there a song other than this? Like in Scotland, did they have a backup hit?
There's many, but like the words are very simple to remember when you've had a beer. So
yes, it is.
Well, it works. It's universal.
Well, it is Rich, Ken, Ted, Johnson, 93.7 WEEI, and that is the voice of Kat Harvey, and she is from Scotland STV Radio, and she is here in America covering the Tartan Army, something I am learning all about right now, Ken.
And by the way, our insider is presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Double your winnings at the Fanatics Sportsbook. 100% profit boost. Fanatics Sportsbook, where winning hits different.
All right. The Tartan Army. Kat, I have to tell you, I until yesterday,
yeah,
I was saying, I don't feel like the World Cup is here. And I went walking down. I had to go to the Prudential yesterday, and it was Scottish accents everywhere I went.
Yes.
You guys roll deep.
We do. And we party hard. And we're loud. And we're musical. And just for context, so at the Euros in 2024... Scottish fans were voted on German television as the best supporters of the Euros.
Wow.
The last time we were at a World Cup, and by the way, this is why we're going big and we're going hard, we haven't been at a World Cup for 28 years.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay?
Wow.
28 years. So this is massive for us. So there's if you were 35 or under, you probably would never remember Scotland being at a World Cup.
Sure.
So that's why everyone has sold their houses, they've left their families, they've basically done everything, they're skiving off work, they're here, and we're in Boston for two games, which is incredible.
Which is wild, and I think that haven't you guys declared a bank holiday in Scotland for the first game?
Yeah, we have, but it's 2 days after the game, which says it all.
it's the hangover.
Yeah, the game in our time, so it's Saturday night your time, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning our time.
So the game starts at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
Scotland?
Yeah, so there's a 5 hour time difference. It's a big difference, so you can imagine everyone has to go to the pub at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So they're not getting home till 5 in the morning. But then the bank holiday's not that day, it's the next day.
Oh, that's so great.
So yeah, that just shows you it's a big, big thing for us. It really, really is.
Alright, so paint a picture for me of the Tartan Army.
The Tartan Army, I mean, we're very colourful. The Tartan, it's in the word, right? So everyone in Scotland has a clan. Like your name, your past is linked to a clan, and each clan has its own tartan. So you'll see loads of men in kilts, which, if you're not familiar, is a kind of plaid skirt. But
sure.
But don't ever say that, because it's for big Highlanders, you know.
Like, yeah.
Have you seen Highlander Braveheart?
Oh, sure, of course.
So don't tell anyone that they're wearing a skirt. So everyone has their own clan. So most people will be wearing the tartan that belongs to their family.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the best thing about, you know, coming to America is everybody has a Scottish grandpa, mm-hmm, or a granny, or their auntie. Anywhere in the East Coast of America has a really strong connection to either Scotland or Ireland.
Yeah.
So the tartan bit is that. The army is just because there's loads of us.
Yeah.
There's like literally no trouble ever. We are very self-policing. We just like to have fun.
Did I hear that they ran out of liquor on one of the planes that everyone's coming
on? No. They've run out of that on all the planes.
So where are you staying? Is everybody congregated downtown, or just wherever you can find
it? No, to be honest, it's the whole East Coast of America. I mean, I have pals that flew into Chicago because it was like $100 cheaper. Yeah. Like, you do know you have to get to Boston. So I'm in a little Airbnb near Fenway Park.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And everybody else is just scattered all over the place. But you'll find us.
Yeah.
We'll find you.
Was it affordable, your Airbnb?
No. Literally, I won't be able to put my heating on for the next 10 years when I go home. I've never, ever, and that's been the big thing, you know, looking at the serious side of it.
Yeah.
We have never been to a tournament that's so expensive. Insane how expensive it is. From the, I guess, the cost of living here is really, really high. I
mean, it is.
For context, we can get a pint of beer for under $5 at home.
Yeah.
And you're not getting that here.
Oh, hell no, you're not.
And also, like in Scotland, we don't tip the way you tip. So we're all getting, like tipping your server.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So you guys don't...
do. A general thing is you would say 10% of the bill.
Yeah.
But over here, like, they chase after you and ask what's wrong if you don't leave that.
It's 20%.
Rich does $2 a drink, right?
Three. If you're doing a drink, it's like $2 a drink. That's kind of the standard.
That's what I'm trying. We all now know that. So it's just trying to learn that. So we're not being, we've never done it before.
Well, that was one of the things that there was complaints about, because they filed something to have the bars stay open later. I think they usually close at 2, but now they're open till 3.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people are just like, hang on. A lot of people from like international travelers don't tip, because it's in other countries. They don't tip as much. They don't tip as well.
It's just not a thing. Yeah. It's just not a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we will always leave 10% and stuff like that. But now we know, right, okay. Because we now worked out, if you give them more, you get served faster.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I learn fast.
You tip them big at the beginning. Oh, that's a Boston trick. You tip them big at the beginning, and that way we remember you at the bar when you go back up there.
Yeah, but what a city, though. The welcome we've had so far. I've only been here a couple of days.
Yeah.
And everybody just wants to talk.
Oh, good.
I'm astonished, though, that not that many people know why we're here.
Okay, so that's what I want to ask you about. Because that we just played part of a report.
Yep.
And I was saying this on the air yesterday, is that I couldn't feel any kind of presence for the World Cup. As a matter of fact, I went and picked up my son at the airport the other day. And, you know, we've had the Super Bowls are a big thing here with football.
Course.
And so when you go to a Super Bowl city, when you land in the airport, I mean, you feel like it's you're engulfed in ads and Super Bowl this, Super Bowl that. And I went to the airport. There's like a sign or two, like nothing too crazy. And around town, I couldn't feel really anything. And it wasn't until I heard all the accents and the huge crowd in front of the hotel where Mbappe is, you know, that I realized, oh, yeah, I forgot the World Cup is here.
I need to point out, we are only just warming up. If you thought you heard singing yesterday, we're just warming up.
But... So how do you guys celebrate? Like, give me an example. Like, if I was to stumble into, let's say they win. Let's say Scotland wins their first game.
Does it get violent?
Stumble was a good choice of words. we do like to party. We do like a drink every now and again.
Yeah.
We don't win that often, but I mean we've got a good team at the moment.
You're the favourite on Saturday, right? I mean,
yes.
Okay.
But it's a difficult group, because we're the only group in the whole World Cup that's got two teams that are in the top 10. Both of which are not us. but when we win, we go for it. We really go for it. But Scottish people are, you know, it's the kind of Celtic way. We like storytelling. We love live music.
Yeah.
So you'll find us anywhere that there's somebody with a guitar singing, and we all join in.
Okay.
We love to sing.
Excellent.
We don't have to be good at it.
Yeah.
But also like to embrace the local cultures, and like we'd like to go where you guys go, and we all want pictures with, here's my new best friend from Boston.
Well, you're going to be over towards Fenway Park tomorrow night. You know, the Red Sox are back.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get to see a decent amount of what they call them mass holes, which is people from
mass holes.
Yeah, from Massachusetts. Yeah. They're mass holes.
Yeah.
That's the people.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So make sure you go down there and you'll see like a decent
and
amount of them.
Will I get
game.
Into trouble if I call them a mass hole?
No, it's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Don't try that in Scotland. Well, we're actually. Do you know about the big march on Sunday then?
No. What is that?
Okay, so there's a big march. So the Boston Red Sox, there was so many Tartan Army in town, and obviously, because you've got us for 10 days, what do we do? We can't drink for, we could, but no, it's not very good for you. So
sure.
For 10 days, we need to try and do something, and somebody in the Tartan Army come up with the idea, there's a baseball series on, why don't we go and we'll go and take in a baseball game?
Yeah. You're going to see some bad baseball.
Oh, really?
Sox stink.
There's
well,
a bad
listen,
year.
We know nothing about it, so we don't care. Yeah.
So you're going to go there just having
we're
no idea what's going on?
Experience. I went for a walk around the Fenway Park this morning, and I just got goosebumps. I love old stadiums.
Oh,
you know,
it's great.
That way?
The stadium's
great. And
I just
saw it, and I just thought, oh, my goodness, the memories. And, like, sport is different, right? So, like Scotland is a football country, it is. But it's family, it's friends, it's the memories to make, it's the people that you go with. It's like taking your kids and the fact that your dad took you and stuff like that. And I just got goosebumps outside that stadium. So you're now telling me it's going to be rubbish?
No, the stadium's great. The team playing inside of it stinks.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah, no. Fenway Park is unbelievable.
Right.
It really is a great place to go see a game. But this is an all-time bad team.
So on Sunday then, there's 5,000 Scottish people going to the Boston Red Sox
game.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
And we have a march from, is it the Bays in Boston?
The home plate? Or no?
No.
The base?
Bay. Boston Bay?
Oh, Back Bay?
Back Bay. That's it.
That's the area.
Back
Bay. It's the general area. Yep.
Which is like where I heard all the Scottish people yesterday over by the Prudential Mall. Yeah.
So we have an official march that's been approved, like with just basically lots of Scottish people walking along our street.
Wow, that's great.
Okay.
Going to the baseball to watch the team that you're now telling me are rubbish to have a night out. And I think it's the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. You're very well informed.
So thank you. I Googled.
Are you worried about getting to the actual stadium Saturday night? Do you have plans, like, to how to get... You know it's not in the...
For the football.
It's way the hell out there. Yeah,
no, that's been an absolute nightmare, to be honest, because logistically, everyone's been planning for months for this World Cup. And, the price of the train tickets quadrupled in the space of match day.
Right.
And that's not on. You know,
that's not on.
Well, it is, but it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the day before, I think the tickets were like $12, and it's like $80.
It's $80, yeah, and hard to get to from Fenway. Now you have to get down to South Station. I would imagine, right, to get on the train. So yeah. We'll have to draw you a map.
This isn't real, is it, Stiz? Yeah. Okay, so you were talking about the price of things.
Yeah.
Our producer Stiz, he just sent me this thing from Boston Stadium, which is usually Gillette Stadium, where you guys are gonna be playing.
Oh, don't tell me.
If you want a thing of popcorn, it's $13.
For Disney on Ice.
Ice cream, it is $8.
They don't want that. They want the beer. What's the beer price?
He doesn't even have the beer on here. But I mean, beer's usually like $20 at a lot of these.
Are you picky
games.
About the beer? Does it matter what? What do you think of the local beer?
We drink anything.
Oh, okay.
Sam Adams is the best.
Yeah, sure.
But I've heard it's very good.
Yeah, yes.
Sam Adams, yes. I went, is that the, there's a pub with a nice sort of beer garden that overlooks Quincy's Market?
Yeah, that's true. Right,
yeah,
over,
I was recording stuff there earlier.
Oh, nice.
It seemed very good.
Okay. Yeah.
My friend had a pint and thought it was lovely.
You can go to Bell and Hand. It's like the oldest, is it the oldest tavern,
yeah,
I think, in America? It's right down there. Yeah.
I've actually got you some Scottish goodies for you.
What do you got? You got some haggis?
Well, there's actually, no, you're not allowed haggis, you know that.
What?
You banned it, not us.
We banned it here?
We banned haggis?
Really?
I actually don't even know what haggis is. I just know it's Scottish. What is it?
Well,
it's like meat.
Which animal is it?
It's the bits that you normally wouldn't eat.
Yeah, okay.
It's like testicles.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't know what haggis is.
I'm not coming to yours for dinner.
We said the parts we need, I'll eat almost anything. We eat hot dogs.
It's like awful.
What is haggis?
You know, your kidney and all that. It's kind of mushed up, and it's got oatmeal in it and pepper.
And it's sheep? It's a sheep?
It sounds disgusting.
It was served in a sheep's stomach. Ah. Right? And it does sound disgusting, but it's actually really nice.
Okay.
It's like any kind of spicy sausage meat. You banned it. American banned it.
Oh boy, sorry.
Oh, so
about
okay.
That.
So none of yeah. Okay. So,
so
wait,
not you guys.
We didn't want to. Yeah, we didn't.
I don't know. So anyway, there you go. So the fun part is this. Yeah,
it's, and I like how you called it. It's not plaid. You pronounced it a different way.
Played.
That's
how you actually
pronounce
it. It's just a tartan. Oh, yeah, it's like a Czech. So this came from the funny stories. It came from Visit Scotland, who are our official tourist body.
Oh wow!
And
butter shortbread.
Yeah, I'm just bribing you with sugar.
Is
this a beer?
It's not a beer. So Iron Brew is Scotland's national drink.
Wow.
Iron Brew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
It's a soft drink?
It's a soft drink.
It's like a cola?
It's a soft. But it outsells cola and Pepsi. It's the only country in the world that the local drink outsells Pepsi and cola.
Oh, okay. I didn't get you anything, so I will grab something from the
That's
studio.
Okay. I don't need stuff.
Random beer. She can take that. Potato crisps. How about that?
So it's just some Scottish goodies.
Now, your accent I can understand, but there are some people that I cannot from Scotland. So how many the people that are here in the Tartan Army, are they all from different parts of the country?
The whole country, yes. And you'll tend to find the further north you go, the more... Not difficult accent because it's a lovely accent. It's just there's regional variations.
Are there some people that even you don't know what they're saying?
I think I can now interpret.
Okay.
Do you have a hard time understanding some Americans? Like, do we sound strange?
Not really, no, because we get so much American television and movies and things like that, so we're all quite used to it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I guess, are there certain words that are in English or not... Like, you can't say or...
Well, yeah, there's a really... We actually got... It was a really funny thing somebody put up on one of the Tartan Army group chats, because in Scotland, a kind of colloquial term for a sandwich is a piece. So it's like a piece with cheese or a piece with meat.
Okay.
And apparently in America, that's like a gun.
It can be a gun.
Then there's also like, I got my side piece, you know, which is like a girlfriend on the side.
So basically we were told not to go through customs and tell them that you had like a piece in your bag that your mom had made for you or something.
So. You definitely don't want to do that. There was a great word. When I heard you were coming on, I went to the website and I was watching some of the videos you guys had, and you used the word snog, which is that like
oh,
what
a
is,
snog?
Yeah, what is a snog?
A snog is oh my goodness! How did what website were you watching?
They were talking about going to the cave. Like somebody called into your show and said, "I remember
snog,
Kat and I went to the cave."
So, like, see, when you would go to like a nightclub or a disco, and at the end of the night, you had a kiss with somebody.
Yeah.
So just like a kiss.
Oh, it's a snog.
That's a snog.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Sounds yeah. like a very, it's, it sounds more vulgar than it actually
no,
is.
No, it's quite innocent, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shortbread is great. Bad. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where is the team staying, by the way? Are they downtown somewhere?
Charlotte, I think.
Oh. Charlotte?
Yeah.
That's a long drive. That's like 20 hours, I think,
yeah.
from here.
Yeah, I think they fly in.
Okay.
So flying for the game and then go back to North Carolina?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, really?
That's unbelievable.
They might have, no, they usually have like one night in the whole city.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll tell because there's usually a big branded bus. Okay. Just feeling all the kids go down and
do you guys have a bus? You said you threatened to come in the tartan bus, or no?
Oh, we have tartan taxis. So it's not us. Again, it's Visit Scotland who are just trying to promote Scotland to America because do you know that you're our number one visitors?
Bro, I did not
really?
Know that.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Yep. If I wanted to go drink with some Scottish people, where would I go? Like, where would
in
I go?
Scotland or here?
Here. Like, where are you guys gathering? Like, I want to hang out.
They're marching.
I want to be part of this.
To be part of this?
Yeah,
well,
I do.
You need to come downtown.
Okay.
And then
I live downtown.
Perfect. Well, we'll all come to your house then.
do your phones work here? You got it working?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
good.
We're all good with that. Yeah. Why don't I drop you a pin later?
Yes.
And you can come and join
I'm going to give you my number. I'm honestly going to take you up on this.
I think you should.
I want to hang out with the Tartan Army.
We're going to have fun. I mean, we do kind of gravitate to Irish bars.
Love it.
But anywhere that's got live music.
And isn't that honest, a rivalry with Ireland or no?
Oh, no, because we're both kind of Celtic countries. So like okay. Ireland, Wales and Scotland are all much of, you know, we all get on.
Okay, good.
There's a couple great Irish bars downtown. Yeah, of course.
Well, that's a great rivalry, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
Scotland,
of
England.
Okay.
So,
I will. Okay, drop me. Because I know some good Irish bars that you would love.
Fantastic.
And I
feel like this is like sharing culture.
Yes. Yeah. Without a question. All right. So what should we expect from the game? Is the team any good?
Blowout.
Well, do you know we've got the best team I think we've had in a long time. We've got a lot of players that play in the English Premiership, which is probably one of the best leagues in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a player called Scott McTominay, who was nominated for the Ballon d'Or, which is basically the best players in the world.
Okay.
So we've never really had that for a long, long time. So he's really good.
Yeah.
He plays for Napoli. We've got players that play in Serie A, you know, the big Italian league as well. So I think, truthfully, if we finish third and get out the group, that's amazing.
That
because
would be amazing.
Scotland, this is our 9th World Cup. As I said, the first one in 28 years. But we have never, ever got out the group stages before.
Awesome.
And then would you stay? Never. Would you, like, find the money to stay somehow and go wherever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd sell my flat. I'll move in with you guys.
Yeah. Come on in.
Why the hell not?
Well, the Boston hospitality is so good. Somebody will put me up. It'll be fine. Okay.
Sure. No question. All right. Yeah. Well, Kat, as I said, I now have an official, like a favorite team I'm rooting for in this
totally.
Whole thing.
Oh, please do, because we do need backing from everybody and we're a nice bunch. And
yeah, you certainly are.
As I said, we've never got out the group stages before. So, you know, come on, root for the underdog.
Excellent. Well, Kat Harvey. From Scotland STV Radio.
Presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here, Rich.
That's right. And she is with the, she's covering the Tartan Army, who's here, and the, of course, your Scottish team. Thank you so much, Kat, for coming in.
It's been an absolute blast. Thank you so much.
And
I look forward to
if you win, you got to come back on with us. All right.
No bother. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Awesome.
2 days later,
Yes, that's right. Of course.
After the holiday.
Thank you, Kat, so much. All right. 2 minutes. We'll be right back. That was awesome.
I'm
legit now excited. For Scotland in the World Cup.
Yeah, no offense to the Haitians, but I'm rooting for Scotland now.
That is Saturday. It's I want to see the scene in Scotland at 2 in the morning when it's being aired there. Because it's 9 o'clock at night here. Which
yeah.
9 o'clock is pretty late.
It's late enough here.
To start a game, but
2 to 5 a.m. in Glasgow.
Just awesome. They're going to be so loaded. By the way, I'm not joking around. I want to hang out and drink with them this weekend.
Oh, totally.
Without a question. All right, take grenades, baby. You've been leaving them all day. Let's rifle through a couple of these. That is brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. Let's launch one, shall we?
He says he's going to pivot. So do we get to pivot on how much money we're willing to pay for a ticket to the Red Sox? Do we get to pivot on how much money we're going to pay to park our car? Do we get to pivot on how much we're going to be willing to spend on a hot dog? Thank you.
As I said, dynamic pricing. That's how they can make fans a little bit happier.
Do you expect a scene of any kind? Bags on heads or chants or any kind of a protest? Or is it just kind of we're beaten down?
We're at bags on heads. I think we're in that I think we're in that realm
I think I think I'm going to the game tomorrow night. Maybe I'll try to start the lead.
You get thrown out.
That's where we're at now. It can't get any worse than this. And I can tell by listening to Sam Kennedy this morning, they've given up on the season. And you know what? Maybe that's the right thing to do. Maybe you just wait.
That's not
what
he said. He said they're digging in.
Yeah. All right. It sounds to me like they're giving up. All right. Let's go launch another grenade, shall we?
Listen, guys, I watched the whole game from start to finish last night. And it was nuts. It looked so similar to what they did to the Celtics multiple times last season. They kept saying, oh, they were down by 22 to the Cavs. I go, it doesn't matter. They won. Once they got it down to 15, I said, oh, the Spurs are in trouble. And I can't even put it into words. It's absolutely New York's version of 28-3. And that just also pisses me off that they got a little taste of what we got.
Yep.
Now they have to finish the job, but man, talk about a wild experience just from the standpoint of being a basketball fan. Absolute insanity, pandemonium. What a great night it was last night.
Yeah, that
so
was
true. Great call.
Listen, I am I'm pissed that ultimately the Knicks won the game. But to watch that entire thing was, you'll never see a basketball game like that again.
Didn't you even, when Anunoby tips it in, I just had this premonition of that poster or whatever it is up on people's walls. Like 20 yep. years from now, you're going to see that image. And it's not as great of an athletic play as Edelman, because Edelman had to bobble it, reach. It was on a guy's leg. It was incredible, the degree of difficulty. But still, just the wherewithal to crash at that point, get your fingers on it, and flip it in accurately. It
was
crazy.
It was wild.
I was shocked that Brunson took, when he took that three, I'm like, oh my God, it looks like he just popped out. He was like far away from the three.
Yeah.
Was that like kind of planned?
Sure. You wanted to have time to be able to have some, if there was a miss, I would think that you'd have some sort of time to be able
to
pop it back up.
2 seconds, though, basically.
Two
Not
seconds.
Much.
You know what's weird about that? You're talking about the Edelman catch in 28-3. I didn't enjoy that game. Like, it was so stressful that when it was done, I couldn't believe they had won. It took me like 2 weeks to actually be like, oh my God, they pulled that off. Unlike when, you know, Malcolm Butler intercepted the ball, that was instantaneous. Yeah. And that's kind of like what I'm sure the Knicks fan felt like last night. It was so improbable, 28-3, that when it was done, I was like, did that really happen? Because remember when, who was it who scored the final?
James White.
It was James White. Yeah. Remember how there was a question as to whether or not he was in? And even like, Tom Brady was like, hey, and Bill Belichick was like, yeah, we're done. We won. We had to tell him. Like, even he was confused.
Well, my story with that, I didn't watch the game for a year because my daughter was born the night of the Super Bowl. And we were at Mass General, and she's born just after midnight, but all the nurses left us. We were abandoned. Oh, wow. My wife's in labor, and there's nobody around. So, you know, it was just chaotic. But occasionally I would catch a peek, and I'd be like, wow, they're coming back in this game.
Yeah.
But I never got around to watching it a year later.
It was just insane. Oh, let's go to line one real quick. Scottish Jimmy. What's up, Scottish Jimmy?
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just watched the card there. My butcher was fantastic. I just went.
Are you in town from Scotland?
No, actually, I live over here. I'm heading back up to York, Maine.
Excellent.
Scottish Jimmy, I have no idea what you just said, but you're Scottish as hell, and I love it. And yes, Kat was great, if that's what you're calling
to
say.
Do you know Kat?
I've seen a podcast before.
You've seen her pork chops before. I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds awesome. All right, are you going to be staying up till? I mean, I guess it's 9 o'clock. So, are you excited for the Scotland in the Cup?
Yes, I am very excited. But I live over here. I live in York, Maine, so I don't have to stay up all night to watch the game.
Nice. Scottish Jimmy, you call in whenever you want. As a matter of fact, would you mind being our official Scotland in the World Cup correspondent and like calling in after the match?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, yeah, I can do that, definitely. Watch it, I'll be sober, but I can do that.
Outstanding.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Scottish. Put him on hold. Don't let him go. All right, boy, that was great.
Scottish Jimmy.
If you down for a minute, he's really from Scotland. I couldn't understand almost anything there. It was fantastic. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, let's sweep the leg, shall we? All right. This is, it's so great. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEI. I'm looking with the TV now. We just had Kat from the She's from Scotland STV Radio, and she's covering the Tartan Army being here, and of course the big Scotland match that's on Saturday night for the World Cup. And you know, there's like this huge presence right now all over town of Scottish fans, and you can. Yesterday was the first day. I was walking down the street by the Pru, and I just heard tons of Scottish accents. Ken, I just looked up on the TV, and there was a camera outside of the Dubliner over at Government Center.
It's got to be swamped,
dude. It's littered with drinking Scots. Like, I mean, the town is overrun right now with Scottish people, and it's just the best.
Well, it's 5,000 of them. I mean, how many people are left in the city, especially on the weekend? I mean, they're going to dominate, crush.
I absolutely have to hang out with them this weekend. I'm going to talk to Kat here in a minute. I think she's going to interview us for her show, which she has over there. But, yeah, there's not even a question. And you know what? And maybe, Jackson, maybe we'll get some audio or something this weekend, hanging out with the Tartan Army. I'm reading the email here that I originally got. It says, I'll be covering the Scotland fans. It says, the Tartan Army love to party. And I mean, in capital letters, love to party. Never any trouble apart from hangovers. There are many events already planned, Tartan Army marches, Tartan Army boat parties, big charity parties. Basically, it's going to be a lot of fun and probably a lot of booze. Think of a 10-day Paddy's Day, but with added bagpipes and kilts. I hope the good people of Boston surrounding areas know what is about to descend on them. I'm seeing it firsthand. I was just looking up the TV, and I mean, the Dubliner is packed.
I wonder what she spent for a week in Back Bay for an Airbnb. Kat's got some cash.
She's right. I mean, America.
Or she mortgaged something.
It's expensive to travel to America right now. And I mean, but then again, this is a huge deal. What, the first time in 22 years they're in the World Cup? Hell yeah. Good for them. I mean, as I said, they're all over the place, man. They are all over. Let's go to Nolan in line three. What's up, Nolan? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to talk about that fraud, Sam Kennedy, for a little bit.
Sure.
So he called this morning. I just got around to listening to it, so I'm sure you guys already talked about it. But he called and said, like, first of all, apology not accepted. And he goes, he's like, oh, I'm not going to sulk. And then continues to just sulk for like 10 minutes. It's like, are we supposed to feel bad for him?
I see what you're saying. I mean, it was the first time that he came on this station and was like basically saying, yeah, we suck. he didn't try to like make anything rosy. He was just like, yep, you're gonna ask me about how bad we suck, and I'm gonna tell you you're right, we suck.
Yeah, and I guess that means something, I guess, but like he just said, because I just listened to it, and he was saying like, you know, I watch the same game as you guys do, and right there I almost went off in my head, because I'm thinking, if you're watching the same games that we are, why didn't you pick up a bat? You know, why didn't you? Because, you know, this has been 3 or 4 years. Like, it's not even just like a last year problem or the year before. We haven't had a 3-4 hitter in, like, I don't know, since like Hanley Ramirez and Devers. Like, because we just haven't had it.
All right.
And to have that back-to-back bat is huge. Nolan, and we used to always have it.
I agree, Nolan, but there's a guy on line one who's talking about Scotland. Let's go. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, I've been listening to your show. Yeah, I love the accent. The girl is great. And, yes, I'd like to know what pork chops are, too.
snogging some pork chops.
I couldn't understand one word from Scottish Jimmy. Not one word.
It was. I just got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. However, the Scotland team bus just passed me with a police escort.
Oh,
hell yeah.
On 128 South.
Awesome. And Mike, after hearing of like, you know, all these people like Kat and Scottish Jimmy, like you got to be rooting for these guys now, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Without a question. All right.
See,
Mike,
this is going to be a great unifier. You were skeptical. I was as well. To see these people, look at even on the screen now, these people in kilts.
Yeah, look. Okay, so there it is. I was telling you, they've taken over the Dubliner. And like, it's kilts. There's nuts a flopping. They're drinking like all over the place. What do you call the man purse that's in front of a kilt? I don't know what that is. Like it's like there in the front. But I mean,
it's
look,
a satchel.
Even the kids got jacked up teeth. Like these guys the know how to party. Like they know. Yeah, and they got the big Tartan Army sign, of course.
This may propel soccer to be a major sport in America.
I mean, this.
And some people will say it already is. But this could take it to the next level. Back in the U.S., this kind of unification is what we need in life.
We're getting more reports here. It says streets of downtown Boston are now overrun with Scotland fans. They're in full force, lots of jerseys. It's true. As I said, yesterday was the first day. I was like, oh, my God, They are everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
But she mentioned England's still a rivalry. England is here too, so you got to watch out for that. We could have some hostile stare downs.
Is England? I can't imagine England is as fun as Scotland.
I don't know.
Like as far as like drinking and hanging out.
The little purse is called a sporran. Sporran. It's because the kilts don't have pockets.
Okay. Do you keep like snacks and stuff in there? Like what do we do?
I guess you would keep your wallet, your cell phone.
Okay.
Snacks.
You could have just made that up, and we have no idea.
What was she talking about? Haggis is made out of it's like livers and stuff.
It's like lamb and sheep. You know,
guts.
It's like the hot dog of lamb and sheep.
I was about to say like we eat hot dogs, which are basically lips and blank holes. It can't be any worse than that.
I'm not sure of that.
Let's go to Brandon on line two. Brandon, what's up, man?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call. So, you know, I had a lot of time to think, you know, after the playoffs. And, you know, I was on board with trading Jaylen Brown. But now that I'm not angry anymore and I have a clear mind, I'm not trading him. You actually have to build around the Jays. I'm keeping them together. Of course, he came off with a great stat this season, 28 points and 6 rebounds and 5 assists. He did pretty well. Showing that he could be a captain of the team, but I'm not breaking him up. But what I will do is, because the Celtics do need a playmaker and they do need a center, so this is my thing right here. Go get DeJounte Murray, Trey Murphy, and Jarrett Allen, and this is how it would work. So the New Orleans Pelicans receive Derek White, Sam Hauser, and a 2027 first-round pick. Cleveland will receive Nikola Vucevic, Peyton Pritchard, in the first round draft pick, and you'll have like a good. You hear me?
I hear you.
That's a lot, though.
So you're talking about switchability across the board. You're talking about wingspans that's 7 foot. That team would be a nightmare to play against. But what are your thoughts on that, guys?
So, by the way, thank you for calling, Brandon. I'm sorry, I've just got Scotland on the brain.
He was going deep into the trade book there.
He was coming
with the bagpipes.
That was a representation of where my brain was at during the call. It was a great call, but for some reason, I'm looking up and I'm just seeing the place being overrun by Scots.
Trey Murphy is a great player.
He is.
Now, I am skeptical he'll be traded, but let's see. But I love Giannis. You know that. I'm on Freak Watch, and you will be when you're with the Tartan Army.
I will be. I will definitely be on Freak Watch. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hang. I really don't. This is like one of the few times I feel like I'm just like, you know, I'm about to go.
That's true. You don't want to embarrass yourself when you're out with Scottish drinkers. Like, you better keep up.
Oh, you ever jumped out of a plane before? You ever done, like,
no.
Parachute? Okay,
no.
I've done it once.
You have?
It's terrifying.
Where?
Like, when I was in Georgia, I did it one time. But it's terrifying. Like, that moment, everything inside of you says you shouldn't be doing this. And then you get pushed out.
I would never do that.
This is as close as I've felt to that, going and drinking with the Scots.
Right.
And I'm so excited. Like, I really am.
But you got to live up to their expectations.
I'm going to have to.
So we'll take the day off after?
We'll make sure that happens. All right, 617-779-7937. Christian Arcand's going to be in here, and we will finally sweep the leg. What Scottish band is this? Simple Minds?
Not sure.
Okay.
He just Googled Scottish music.
There is a band from Scotland that is legitimately one of my favorite bands of the last, like, 20 years. They're called Frightened Rabbit. Unfortunately, the singer's dead. But they are... This is all right. I can get drunk listening to this. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson, 93.7 WEEI. Scottish Jimmy's calling us. Cat's in the other room with the Scottish team, The Tartan Army was just on TV. You see what I was talking about?
They are owning it. Like, where are the Norwegians? They got to be, like, getting embarrassed here themselves.
They're like, just, like, picking up logs and throwing them.
The French, they were around. They're all following Mbappe around. That's it.
Well, Mbappe, I'm not joking. Like, downtown, if you go to, not downtown, but over by the Common, the Four Seasons over there has hundreds of people in front of it just to get a picture or just to get a glimpse of Mbappe, who is staying there. And I'm not speaking telling tales out of school. It's on the news. Like, the French team is staying at the Four Seasons across from Boston Common.
Yeah.
And it's blocking the road and everything. But, you know, sure enough. Yeah, but the Tartan Army, I guess that I just talked to Kat, and, who was on with us a minute ago, and she said that there's English ones here, and the English people can be somewhat hooligans. The Scots are like the fun partiers and the drinkers, and the English ones. So I said that's almost like, you know, Boston sports fans versus New York sports fans. If you've watched what's happened over the past couple of days after the Knicks games were throwing stuff and jumping people and attacking all that.
Are you rooting for a game six, or do you like just to see the spectacle?
I want the Spurs to win.
Okay,
like I'm rooting for the Spurs all the way, because how amazing would this finals be if the Spurs were able to come back?
I'll force a game seven, just have everybody in New York panicked.
But I have seen two of the dumbest mistakes, not just two, but the two that I can think of that I've ever seen in a finals game. Number one being game two when Wembanyama threw the ball to the back of Castle. Was that Castle?
Yeah.
And then in last night when De'Aaron Fox just didn't dribble the ball
out. How
about
Tommy Curran, though, having De'Aaron Fox's back? He was like, I don't blame him. He should have gone for two.
That's
also no timeout called by Mitch, the coach. They had one to burn it, as the lead was slipping away. Just very poor clock management. It felt like a Celtics loss. It felt like that game one loss to the Knicks a couple years ago when they blew that big lead.
And the only thing that you can console yourself with as a Spurs fan is that they are so effing young. Like, Castle's, what, 22?
Yeah.
And Wembanyama, I mean, it's...
Yeah, they'll win one eventually.
Yeah, I mean, they will. And it's the only team in NBA Finals history where all five of the starters are on rookie contracts, which is absolutely insane. By the way, we are in the Ketchuslaw Injury Attorney Studio. No fees unless you win. And this drive is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right. So, what did Mexico win?
2-0. Like,
2-0?
Yep.
I can't say... I want to say 2-0.
No, you got to get the verbiage right. I'm wearing a kit. It's 2-0.
That
is... It's the pitch.
The whole thing is...
Korea, Czechia tonight. Tomorrow, Canada, Bosnia, and USA, Paraguay at 9 o'clock. Which, will you finally sit down and watch a match 9 o'clock tomorrow night when the U.S. team takes the field, takes the pitch?
Sure, if it's on in a bar or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll watch it. I'm going to see Disclosure Day tomorrow.
Ooh.
I bought my tickets in advance. It's
early good. I only read one review. Somebody got an advanced copy, I guess, but they said it's great, basically.
So please text us when you get out the theater.
I will.
Text the group.
I would love to just spend an entire day at the movie theater. I haven't gone to the movies in a while. It's been a long time. It's just life kind of catches up with you, and there's...
Masters of the Universe in the morning, Toy Story 5 in the afternoon.
As much as I want to see Masters of the Universe, I want to see it with a kid. I can't go by myself to that.
Sure. Boy, that movie's taking a hit, huh, Rich?
But the reviews are good. Like, the reviews on it are actually pretty... I mean, they say it's like tongue-in-cheek, and it's what it's supposed to be. But
who's this guy in the black hat sitting by the kids?
Listen, I know what Masters of the Universe is. You bring your kids to see it. You don't see it on your own. And bring a trench coat. But I do want to see Obsession. That's the one movie that more than anything I want to see. And then, obviously, Disclosure Day. Apparently, Toy Story 5 is getting great reviews.
And Odyssey. I want to see that. For Odyssey?
And the Odyssey. No, I have not got my tickets for the Odyssey yet, which I truly want to see.
And Sox Rangers, you have those tickets?
For the weekend? No, I do not. Although I would love to go there with all the
Stiz Tartan is going Army. Friday night.
That's right. Yeah, you're heading out there?
Yeah, I'll be at the Sox game. Also, we got Scottish Jimmy went and saw Disclosure Day. He actually sent in a review.
Oh, can I hear it?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
No, actually, I live over here. I'm down in Boston just now. I drive a truck. I'm heading back up to York, Maine.
Yeah, so he really
like,
liked it.
Sounds like a great film.
I couldn't understand one word Scottish Jimmy said. When Scottish Jimmy was talking, I was just like...
Wouldn't you love to have Kat and Scottish Jimmy just have a conversation and listen?
Okay, we got to make that happen. Because Kat's going to be here for a while. I mean, not like today, but she's going to be here for several days.
Right.
We'll get her back. When we get her back on, I just want the two of them to just speak in like this alien tongue.
And have Jimmy on the beach in York, Maine, like with the wind blowing. Like, so make it even worse. Put him in like adverse conditions.
Yep. There's a lot of pasty in town. There's definitely a lot of people in need of a tan.
God, yeah, my butcher is fantastic.
One time, he said something about pork chops. I couldn't understand what the hell he was saying. All right, Christian Arcand.
Sounds like Arcand's show.
Hello, Christian.
How are we doing?
Hi, Arcand.
Dude, I got World Cup fever.
Yeah?
Yep.
Go, you're part of the Tartan Army now?
I am. Legit, she made me a fan of shortbread. Yeah, she made me a fan of the Scottish team.
I heard the Tartans were hanging out at Hennessy's. That's what I was told.
So,
by my spies in the field. I heard they were all hanging. They may be at other places too, but I heard they're definitely hanging out
I
there.
Wouldn't doubt they're at Hennessy's. They showed the Dubliner up on TV, which, by the way, the Dubliner, chef's kiss. I freaking love the Dubliner, and they're all there right now. J.J. Foley's, I'm sure they're probably going to hit.
Sure.
You got to think that that's a spot that they're going
to... Plus, they're in the suburbs. They're randomly... She said a friend of hers went to Chicago just to get in the country. Like, They're just everywhere.
Well, it's just strange that the Scottish team is staying in Charlotte, and they're right. flying up here, and then they're coming going back.
How does that work?
So what are we?
I think she was dumbing down the accent a little bit for you guys too. I think for like the listening audience, she understood like if she went full Scotch, like we weren't going to be able to understand
full
it.
Scotch.
I could kind of tell you could sort of hear it a little
bit. On her morning show, she's more.
Yeah, she is. I actually watched her video. She goes, I was snogging with the man. I was like, snogging. What are we talking about? She's great. She's great. All right. So what do we got today there? Christian, what are we going
to
talk about?
Tonight, we are going to have Will Sands, Revolution defenseman. He is going to be joining us to talk World Cup. They're on their World Cup break right now, obviously. He's having a good year. Mike DeBate from Sports Illustrated coming on talking Patriots. And we're going to go Zapruder film on that Kennedy interview from this morning because it was huge. I mean, I think that was a huge moment this morning on the Greg Hill Show. We're going to go through basically every single word of it. So,
are you on Giannis watch? You excited about
100%? I'm on Giannis watch, yeah.
Yep.
And I have a lot of thoughts on that game last night, too. That was unbelievable.
By the way, this break is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. All right. Which movie are you looking forward the most to this summer out of all the ones that are coming out outside of The Odyssey? Because everyone's going to say The Odyssey.
So I was recently informed that there's a Steven Spielberg alien movie, and I don't know what it's called. I think you were just talking about it.
Disclosure
right?
Day.
Disclosure
you don't know Day. Okay. It comes out Friday. It comes out tomorrow.
I wasn't convinced Disclosure Day wasn't a movie about something else. I just didn't. That's a weird. It's a weird name for an alien movie, but whatever. I thought that sounds good. That sounds like something I'd maybe watch. But I got to tell you, Rich, I haven't been to see a movie in like a really long time.
Yeah, it's. I used to see there was a period of my life, probably about a decade, where I would see one to two movies a week. I was on top of everything.
I used to be like that with concerts.
Yeah, well, see, I see more. I still see concerts.
I don't do anything anymore.
But I don't see like a ton of movies. That's why there's so many good ones right now. That I still want to see Project Hail Mary on a big screen. I don't think I can do that anymore. I read that book, and I bet it's a great movie.
Everyone I want to see good. Obsession.
Yeah, me too. That's the number
see,
one.
That's
one
the one
I
want to see. That looks pretty. That
because
looks
I'm
pretty
afraid
campy.
Someone's going to spoil it for me.
There's also a new Spider-Man out, and on the 4th of July, Young Washington. If you want a little Washington biopic for the 4th of July holiday,
ooh, Young George Washington.
Yeah. Young Washington.
Hell yeah! I'll watch Young George Washington.
Hey, you can go see Project Hail Mary in Cambridge, Apple Cinemas.
All right.
Oh, is that the only place where it's left?
That is the only one.
When's Young Washington come out?
July 3rd.
Hell yeah.
This is when
awesome.
He was like, you know, putting firecrackers in toilets
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, French Indian War guy.
Yowza! This is not your mom's Washington. This is Young Washington.
Next year, Young Trump is coming out.
Sure. There was a movie that was out when I was a kid called Young Sherlock Holmes that Steven Spielberg did. Did you guys ever see that?
No.
I remember.
No.
I didn't see it.
Dude,
I remember it.
It was. There was a time when.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.?
Maybe. There was a time when PG movies were the most terrifying effing things ever. Young Sherlock Holmes had like the food the kid was eating, like come and effing attack him and try to kill him.
Oh, from 85.
Yeah, but it was old even when I was a kid. But then there was like Poltergeist where your toys attack you. Like PG movies used to not only be terrifying, but they had like nudity and stuff. Like they just didn't care. Like Swamp Thing was a movie that had like full on nudity. Clash of the Titans
Porky's
had nudity.
Was PG, yeah.
Yeah, no, Porky's was not PG. That was there was a Porky's video game for Atari
really?
When I was a kid.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Porky's video. What'd you have to do?
I mean, apparently you had to stick your thing in the hole.
Oh,
yeah, all right.
I guess that's. I think that was the whole goal, and then you win.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to our wonderful show.
How many of those jerseys do you have, by the way,
three.
Ken?
Rev sent me a jersey each of the last 3 years. Go Revs. Go Scotland.
Absolutely. Tomorrow will be another fantastic day. Christian, you're with us tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Oh,
2 to 5.
Yeah.
I'm pulling a tent. I'm
there
leaving
go.
Early. But
down
yeah, I'm here
at
2
Fenway
to 5.
Park.
And Jordan Hudson's back in the news. Might have to get into that tomorrow.
Yes, we will. All right, Tartan Army! Welcome to Boston, bitches! Have yourself an amazing time getting snogged all over town! I'll be meeting you either tonight or tomorrow. Let's drink together, ladies! And gentlemen, everybody have yourself an amazing Thursday night. We will see you again tomorrow! Christian Arcand is next to blow your mind!